Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Unzone. I'm your host, Jake. Today, I know it's going to be late coming out, but I'm still doing the mock draft. I am shuffling cards right now to see where I'd be picking, and I got number three. So I'll be 103 in this draft, and it'll be a single quarterback, league, PPR, two running backs, two wide receiver, tight end, flex. I'm not doing the defense and kickers, which I know a lot of teams or a lot of people do. And then I'll do a few bench spots as well. I'll let you know where I would pick people and like the surprises in each round, as well as why I'm drafting and who I'm drafting where. That being said, the first pick is CMC. 102 is CeeDee Lamb. 103 is me. I don't think I could pass on Tyreek Hill, make him go farther than he is. In the last 2 years, he's been number two wide receiver in PPR leagues. 2021, he was number six, and 2020, he was number two as well. And he's getting still, ever since he's been in Miami, 170-plus targets each year, and I can't let him slide farther than this. I am going to take him at 103. After that, it is Jefferson. I'll let this play out until the end of the first round for us. So 104 is Justin Jefferson. 105 is Breece Hall. 106 is Ja'Marr Chase. Who knows how he's going to be going? He's been still in the contract dispute. Who knows if he's going to be even suited up by then of this coming weekend. He keeps on showing up to practice in his work or his, you know, athletic clothes, not practicing. He still wants a major deal. He wants to be paid one penny more than Justin Jefferson, setting the wide receiver record for most money in the NFL. 107 is AJ Brown. Breece Hall or Bijan Robinson is 108. Amon St. Brown is 109. Garrett Wilson 110. Gibbs is 111, and Jonathan Taylor is 112. In this round, the biggest surprise might be AJ Brown before St. Brown. I really love the Sun God, AJ or St. Brown. He's been getting targets like crazy every year. Last year, if you watch the Netflix episode of or series of wide receiver, he played with an oblique injury all year. In the last few years, he's got 119, 146, and last year he got 164 targets. And it's only going up right now because they didn't add to the wide receiver room, as it looks. Maybe they're hoping Jameson Williams is going to break out finally. If not, well, they're stuck with the Sun God to be targeting. Even though A.J. Brown did get 158 last year targets, I felt like toward the end of the season he kind of fell off. And I think St. Brown is your most consistent wide receiver in the NFL. We'll start round two. We'll let you know how this goes and what I pick at 210. So 201 was Marvin Harrison Jr., 202 Barkley, Puka Nacua. One of my favorites is Travis Etienne. I think he's going to be a top five running back this year. I mean, there's no one behind him. He's got all the tools. He's going to be catching, especially in PPR leagues, he's going to be catching out of the backfield. He's probably going to get about 20 touches at least a game. Tank Bigsby is nothing behind him. I mean, we've seen multiple times last year he came in the in the games and fumbled. 205 was Kyren Williams. I'm kind of staying away from Kyren Williams, to be honest, in my leagues. I personally don't I mean, with him doing the punt returns and kick returns and them drafting Blake Corum really scares me off. I really like how he did last year, but once again, they didn't have anyone. They went out and drafted college champion running back Blake Corum. He's a better catcher. He's a better runner. I think he's just a better overall player than Kyren Williams. We'll see how it goes. I would not be surprised, like I've been saying, if Kyren is the number two running back in St. Louis or Los Angeles Rams this year after Blake Corum shows what he actually can do. Moving on to 206 is another one of my favorite running backs this year in this offense. I see him getting 15-plus touchdowns, and that is Derrick Henry. If you look back at my last episode or two episodes ago, I said if I was a betting man, this is not financial advice, I would go and bet he's scoring over 13 to 15 touchdowns this year. In this offense, he's just going to explode. I mean, Gus Edwards did 12, 13 touchdowns last year. I think we all can agree if Henry still has left in the tank, he's a way better running back than Gus Edwards. I know that Justice Hill is still going to be part of the offense, but I really love Derrick Henry. 207 is Drake London. 208 is Davante Adams, which once again, he's proven more and more every year just to be a target hog, and he's not going to fade away. He's just, the only downfall is his quarterback play, and I think we all see it and we all know that, and that's the biggest issue. At 209 is Travis Kelce, which is a surprise that he went kind of front of Laporta. I think he's going to start falling off the edge a little bit, being 34, but he's still got Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, and we all know Patty is great quarterback. I would highly suggest to a lot of you listeners to go out and look at your settings and see how tight ends compared to wide receivers, because I know in a few of my fantasy leagues, they would have been wide receiver. I think Sam Laporta was last year's number one. I think he would have been wide receiver like 27. So, and from tight end one to tight end like eight, there might be a 40-point difference. Yeah, that can be a lot, but you could get better value, I feel, early in the draft. Now it's my pick at 210. There is Josh Allen on the board. There is Josh Allen, Chris Olave, Sam Laporta, which I'm not going to draft, just what I said earlier. Let's see here. I will go ahead and make the selection of Chris Olave. I think he's going to be a stud this year. He's got a quarterback. Hopefully I can throw him the ball as long as he doesn't get hurt. And I really like how his output's coming in. He keeps on growing each year and out, or year in and year out. Next is Devon Achan. Sam Laporta was the last pick in the second round. In the third round to start it off, it was Josh Allen, Brandon Ayuk, and I'm back up. I really like Jalen Waddle this year, but since I got Tyreek Hill as well, if you don't get Tyreek Hill in the third round is a great spot to get Jalen Waddle. I think he's going to go off the charts this year. I am going to actually draft Josh Jacobs. I think he's going to come back, and in the offense of Green Bay, he's going to play really well. He's going to get a lot of chances. Everyone in the backfield right now in Green Bay is banged up. If you look at it, A.J. Dillon's not going to be there this year. He's on the IR. Marshawn Lloyd that they drafted in the third round out of USC. He's got a hamstring issue. We know how hamstring issues are for running backs. Soft tissue is killer. And Emmanuel Wilson is the only backup that I see right now. If it wasn't Jacobs, it would be Isaiah Pacheco just because he's going to get bulk load of the carries. So I'm going to pick Josh Jacobs at 303. Patrick Mahomes, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Hurts, Isaiah Pacheco, Mike Evans, Jalen Waddle. Like I said, Jalen Waddle, I really like him. If you want to follow me, he's one of my top guys this year. I got him in a lot of my leagues. He was 309. 310 is Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Lamar Jackson finish the top three, or the third round. And the fourth round is starting off with Rashad White. And we'll keep on going here. DJ Moore, I really like this year. He's actually got a quarterback. Malik Neighbors, he's just going to hog all these targets, and he's going to keep on producing. Cooper Kupp, I'm surprised that he actually slid to the fourth round, and I love Cooper Kupp. He's a guy that I would definitely draft 9 times out of 10 in the fourth round if he's available. Michael Pittman, James Cook, DK Metcalf. I know he's got QB struggles, but he's still producing at, not having the greatest quarterback. Mark Andrews is 408. Alvin Kamara is 409, and it's my pick. And let's see who's on the board. CJ Stroud, I think he's going to be all right this year. Trey McBride is a good tight end. Joe Mixon, Devontae Smith, Ken Walker. Looking around at these guys, I would say my next pick would be between Joe Mixon and Devontae Smith. I think I really like Joe Mixon. He keeps on falling into the top 10 for me as running backs. Every year he's number 6 last year for running backs, number 10, number 4. He got hurt the year before, 13, 10. And he's always just producing. Last year he had 9 touchdowns. That's what is going to really help him. But in that offense, they have to watch CJ Stroud and all the weapons that he has. And if we look at end of last year, Devin Singletary was single-handedly getting every carry and every pass and everything. There is no Damon or Pierce or anything like that. He was an afterthought, even though he had an amazing rookie year. So with this pick, I will be drafting Joe Mixon. I think, once again, he's in the top 10. So I'll have decent wide receivers and great running backs. I still think Josh Jacobs is going to get it done. Joe Mixon is going to get it done. The next pick after mine was CJ Stroud and Tank Dell. That's 3 Houston players in a row to end the fourth round. To begin the fifth round is George Pickens at 501, Trey McBride at 502. And like I said, I was debating on either Joe Mixon and Devontae Smith. So I feel like I have to draft Devontae Smith here. I think he's going to come back and be a lot better this year. He only had 112 targets last year. I think it looked like he was battling some injuries or some issues. He's still probably going to get his 7 touchdowns like he has the last 2 seasons. His yards per catch is still 13.16, and that's really good for a wide receiver. So I'm going to draft him at the 503 here and move on. Ken Walker, Anthony Richardson, Let's see here. Anthony Richardson, Zay Flowers, George Kittle, Kyle Pitts. It looks like now here comes a tight end run. George Kittle, Kyle Pitts, Dalton Kincaid, Amari Cooper, James Conner, and T. Higgins to round out the fifth round. I really like Amari Cooper as well this year. Even with Voldemort in the game and everything, he was always targeting Amari Cooper. And ever since he came in the league, it feels like an eternity ago, but he's only 30 years old. He's got over 100 targets besides 1 year, which was 96. He's just a target machine, and I still see him keep on getting more and more targets. I really like him in the fifth round. And start of the sixth round we'll talk about is Aaron Jones. He got 601, DeAndre Swift, 602, Keenan Allen, 603, Stevenson, Joe Burrow, Terry McLaurin. Ugh, I really wanted Terry McLaurin. Christian Kirk. I mean, he's the most reliable and safe bet as well. He's always your comfort blanket, I feel like. David Montgomery, Najee Harris, and it's me on the clock now. And with this on the clock, I'm going to already see my guy that I want, and that's going to be Rashid Rice. Without a doubt, he's got every aspect you could want from wide receiver besides the whole legal issues. With the legal issues, it's hard to say, but I believe he's not going to get suspended this year. And if he's not going to get suspended this year, he's going to get a lot of production on a great offense led with Patrick Mahomes. And Travis Kelce is declining right now. So what better to get a young wide receiver? Yes, he's got some off-the-field issues, but that's not going to stop his performance right now because he's not going to be dealing with it during the season. So I would draft Rashid Rice, one of my favorite picks in the sixth round. If it wasn't Terry McLaurin, Rashid Rice would be a great option as well. Next is Roma Dunze and Xavier Worthy. Once again, another Kansas City wide receiver. That was the sixth round. The start of the seventh round is Tony Pollard. Raheem Mostert, and then it's my turn again. And with how it looks, I really, really like to have another back, running back, or maybe even Evan Ingram right now too. He's got all the potential. Evan Ingram, I mean, if it was tight end premium, he would have been tight end number one. He gets so many targets in this offense. Let's just read what he actually got targeted in the last couple years. 143 targets for a tight end. Sign me up. Yes, I mean, I'm going to have to take him because otherwise it falls off steep. I do like Brock Bowers. I do like David Njoku, Jake Ferguson. After that, it's a toss-up to me. But, I mean, you're getting a guy with 143 targets last year. The year before was 98 targets. He keeps on producing, and I think he's just going to stretch the field. Or with Brian Thomas now there, he's going to stretch a field, and I'm going to fill my tight end position with, I would say, a top five tight end to me. So I'm going to be taking him right there. The other option I would have suggested would have been Calvin Ridley was up there as well. One second. Calvin Ridley, but I also really like Zamir White. And with his kind of coach, his Antonio Pierce coach, he's a run, run, run heavy. He wants Smash Mouth Football, and he was actually picked two picks behind me. So after Evan Engram, myself, taking him was Jaden Reed, Zamir White, Chris Godwin, I think, is going to have a really good year in the slot this year. He's moving back, playing more of the slot position where I think he's going to succeed. Dak Prescott is another good spot. Calvin Ridley, like I said, I was hoping Kyler might have slid. I really like his upside and how he did at the end of the last season. Brock Bowers, he's been lining up everywhere. David Njoku and Hollywood Brown rounded out the last pick in the seventh round. To begin the eighth round is Nick Chubb, which right now he's on the PUP list. So if he comes back, don't be surprised that he's still there and he makes a good run. Jordan Love is another great quarterback. I mean, I might be homer biased, but I really like Jordan Love, and I feel like he's going to build upon last year's success. Tua is next. Jordan Addison, Zach Moss. Javonte Williams is another guy I really like late in this area. His coach, Sean Payton, came out, said he looks like a totally different player. I think he's going to get worked into the ground because I don't think they're going to re-sign him, to be honest. And so why not just run him into the ground? He's going to probably get some catchbacks, or it'll be McLaughlin. After that is Jake Ferguson. Ladd McConkey is going to be a target hog, I feel, this year. Keon Coleman is next. Then it's my pick, and I can't help but think if I'm right now, I kind of didn't have a good set for quarterbacks. There's a couple guys I really like. I mean, I think Brock Purdy is going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine. I think Caleb Williams, if you looked at my last or listened to my last episode, I am a strong believer. I think he's going 4,000 yards passing, at least 30 total touchdowns. And like I said, I will eat crayons if he doesn't get these numbers. Jared Goff is another great one if I, you know, bypass. Jaden Daniels is one of my favorites if I bypass, just because of the rushing upside. But another thing is, if I bypassed it back then, you could pair one of these guys together and get a decent connection together. But I will look, if you look at my team, I currently have Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon as my running backs. My wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Chris Olave, Devontae Smith as my flex, Rice as my bench spot. So I'm not going to take a wide receiver right now. And right now the running backs are getting pretty thin, and my favorite rookie running back this year has to be Jonathan Brooks. And I know he's on the PUP list, yes, but this is another thing you want to look at your league settings. If you could get a IR spot, you could pick up Jonathan Brooks right now, put him on your IR, get a free guy off of free agents just to see how he does. And then once Jonathan Brooks is coming back, I think he's going to be he's going to get worked in just slow. I think he's going to be just like how Breece Hall was a couple years ago. And I think he's just going to kill it. So I'm taking Jonathan Brooks here. And just like I said, you got Jalen Warren, you got Tajay Spears, Austin Eckler. All these guys just flew off the board right after me. And Diontae Johnson. Now it's my pick again. And I'm going to, I really like some of these players here, but I am going to draft my quarterback, and that is going to have to be right now Brock Purdy. And if you look at his stats, last year he was number 6 quarterback. Why would I not take him? He gives you a huge upside, and I think he's going to succeed again. He's got all the weapons there. Everyone's coming back. Brandon Ayuk is still there, and he's just going to have a great season, I feel like. And, I mean, anytime you could hand off the ball to Christian McCaffrey, as long as he stays healthy, you're going to succeed as well. And you could dump it off to – and you have three other catching wide receivers and tight end, I guess you'd say. He's got all the tools. He's got everything around him. The only thing I am very concerned is the Trent Williams contract. They're starting left tackle. What is going to happen with him and how they're going to use that? And they got to protect their quarterback. I know he's going to be making millions and millions of dollars in a couple of years, but he's not going to get there unless he gets a nice blocking left tackle. And Trent Williams is that guy. He's that all pro. Next, after my pick was Hopkins, JSN, Devin Singletary. I think he's going to do well this year to begin the season. That's actually their first running back on their team. Dalton Schultz, Caleb Williams going in the 9th round. Christian Watson has a really high upside. Brian Robinson, I think Brian Robinson is going to do better than Austin Eckler. I don't know why I keep on seeing Austin Eckler get drafted in front of Brian Robinson. Austin Eckler's contract does not show or scream out to me saying, you know, he's the first man up. So I'm kind of concerned what that's all about. But I believe Brian Robinson is a lot better running back at this point in their careers. And I just don't see him losing the first two downs, and he might even get some catching. Dallas Goedert and Jaden Daniels did get taken in the 9th round, the last pick. And another great player I really like to begin the 10th round is Brian Thomas Jr. This guy, if you've been watching a lot of tape like I have, he's just been blowing everyone out of the waters. He's just a freak athlete, very fast. And Trevor Lawrence threw one of the best field or pass percentages, deep balls, in football last year. That was the start of the 10th. And then it's Jared Goff, Trey Benson, another guy I really am high on. And James Conner has had injuries, and Trey Benson's been working like a dog during preseason, and he's been looking really good, actually, in my opinion. And he could actually be a huge step, especially this late, can be a sleeper. If you want to take a risk, a guy that's coming off an injury, but I really like his aspect and what he's going to bring to the table this year. Next is Romeo Doubs. TJ Hockenson, I mean, you're getting him so late. The only downfall is when does he play? And once again, if you look at your league and you see that there's an IR spot and you already have a tight end, you know, or if you botch, you know, your tight end spot, if you drafted a Dallas Goedert as your number one, why not go back-to-back picks, Dallas Goedert and TJ Hockenson, for that upswing toward the end of the season or when he comes back? And he's going to get his targets when he comes back. It's just a matter of when. But once again, if you could stash him on your IR spot, why not? Just why not? I really like that move, especially if you have an IR spot. Him, Jonathan Brooks, like I said, some of these guys that could be, you know, only a few weeks and come back, and they're going to help you with the playoff run. I really like doing some of those moves. Zeke Elliott is next. Gus the Bus Edwards, which is a great pick as well. One of my favorite picks is Jameson Williams this year in the 10th round. He's one of my favorite picks right here. I know during the college, I was very high on him, as well as a lot of scouts. He just, unfortunate championship game, he was torturing the that championship game and tore his ACL. If he didn't get hurt, I think Alabama would have won that game. But he did get hurt. His rookie year when he got drafted, 12th, 13th overall, he missed basically the whole season. He kind of came back in and out. Last year, he was supposed to have a great year, but we all know he had his gambling issues. This year, he looks like a bigger, better, and, these guys are, only early 20s making, stupid mistakes, and they should be held accountable, yes, but he's got all the potential and all the moves, all the, everything there for him to succeed. And they didn't even get any wide receiver help this off season. So I really like his output, because right now he is the wide receiver 2 on the team. And if you could get him this late, it's a great dart throw to me. After him is Cortland Sutton. It is my turn. Looking at these guys again, one of my favorite picks. There's two of my favorite picks in this round. I can see. I don't know who I would want to take right now, but I'm going to have to bypass Blake Corum this round and take a guy that's going to be starting off the season as a starter, Jerome Ford. He's the starting running back currently for Cleveland Browns, and he looked like he did really well last year in his where he helped the team toward the end of the season when Nick Chubb got hurt. He held his own. He's a really good running back. I think he's going to do well this year again in the beginning of the half, and he might eat into Nick Chubb. And, Nick Chubb coming back, he's the only downfall for him, I would say, is if he is going to be playing only 50% of the time still. Last year, he played 50% of the time toward the end of the season, but he did get, running back 5 on the week, running back 14. He was putting up double digits week in and week out. And having that toward the end of the year, or in this draft currently, he's got, he's got all the potential. He's very solid. And it's worth a shot right here. Following my pick in the 10th round is Curtis Samuel and Chase Brown. Ranked out the 10th round, the 11th round, and we only have 12 rounds in this draft, is Blake Corum. Damn it. I really love Blake Corum this year. I can't stop drafting him in a lot of my leagues, as well as Jonathan Brooks. Cole Kmet is next. Now it's my turn again. So I got 2 more picks, this one being my second and last. And I guess for me, I'd be looking at a wide receiver or even a backup quarterback right now, just to have. But I really like to draft Khalil Shakir. I think he's going to do a really well job and great job this year with Josh Allen not having that true alpha number one pass catcher. And if you look at it, I feel like they're taking kind of the approach of Green Bay. I know I'm a Green Bay fan, yes, and I'm from Wisconsin. But think about it. Green Bay did not have a single person that was a true alpha wide receiver one. And what happened? Jordan Love succeeded. He looked great. He balled out, really. You think about it, he balled out. And I don't see that not happening with Josh Allen. He's going to get his touchdowns. He's going to get his throwing touchdowns. But he doesn't have that true number one. He's going to be doing the same thing as Jordan Love is and spread it out. He's not going to have to spoon feed Diggs anymore. He's not going to have to, well, hey, I got to throw it to Diggs because otherwise he's going to get mad at me. You don't have to do that anymore. The only downfall about not having that true alpha number one is if you're under pressure and you're needing a big play, you can't just throw it up to whoever. You got to throw it up to somebody or, you know, throw it out of bounds, take that sack, I guess, and punt it away. But I feel like Shakir, why not? Second to last round, he's going to get his targets. He's on a great offense with one of the better quarterbacks in the league. After that, it's Tyler Lockett. I feel like he's just a dead man roaming the field. I don't see much expected out of him this year. I think he's going to start falling off a little bit. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Jerry Jeudy, A.D. Mitchell. He's been a surprise, too. He's been going higher than Josh Dobbs or Josh Downs. Downs can't stay healthy is the only problem for me. Pat Freiermuth, you know, he's going to get his targets there. Aaron Rodgers, one of my favorite picks in the late round is these next two is Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers last year, I think he was hurt toward the end of the season, but he still got a lot of volume. He got 106 targets. The only downfall, again, is his quarterback play, so it's going to be hard to see what they're going to do with him. I think they're still going to give Devontae Adams the ball. They're going to hand it off with Zamir White. Brock Bowers is lining up all over on the offensive side of the ball. He's not as big as you'd like to have as a pass-blocking tight end, but he gives you that slot presence with Hunter Renfrow no longer there. Jacoby Myers is probably second in the pecking order before Brock Bowers, I would assume, just because of wide receiver aspect. But I really like him towards this end of the year or end of the draft. Next is to round out the 11th round is Xavier Leggett. There's something to him that reminds me of Deebo Samuel, and that's why they traded up to get him, just because the things he could do with his feet is, you know, like Deebo, you do the reverse, he scores. You do the screen pass, he scores. He makes people miss. He's big guy, bulky, fast. And I feel like Xavier Leggett is going to be that. I know they traded up into the first round, one pick, just to get him. A lot of people question it. They didn't really show out his ability this offseason or during the preseason, but I still think there's something that they're hiding, and they got a better overall coach this year. I feel like they're going to turn him loose, and I really want to see what he's going to do. So the starter last round is going to be Luke Musgrave, Zach Charbonnet, J.K. Dobbins is worth a shot throwing in. This is another guy I don't know why he's falling to 12th round is Chuba Hubbard. I know I keep on saying that I really like Jonathan Brooks, but Chuba Hubbard is their starter for the first few weeks. And I always like, hey, if you're going to be starting the next guy behind you, if he gets brought in slowly or he's not still ready, you know, because Jonathan Brooks is coming back from ACL. If he's not healthy, you're getting a couple more weeks playing with him. Why not take that risk? Same thing with Joshua Palmer. Who else is there? You got Ladd McConkey. They ain't got nothing else. So Joshua Palmer getting all the targets. Great, great pick. Kirk Cousins, Rico Dowdle, Jalen Wright, Matthew Stafford. My pick is next. I'm the last one. And Once again, I really like taking him right now, and it's worth it to me, is Mike Williams. Yes, everyone says, you know, he might be overdue and past his prime, but when he was in his prime, obviously, he is one of the better wide receivers in the league. But if you looked at last year, in three games, and he only played two full games and about a third of the other game, he had 50 points on the year in three games. That's about, what, 17 points a game. And in that game that he got hurt, he only played less than three quarters of the game, and he is still wide receiver 8. The year before, he was hurt, but he's still getting his targets. He still had 93 targets. With Aaron Rodgers now hopefully healthy, I really hope he is healthy this year. I really want to see what he's going to do with his Achilles and how he's going to be. But he loves wide receivers in the end zone that are huge, big, bulky guys. I mean, look at what he did in Green Bay. Always had his taller, lengthier receiver, and that was, you know, Alan Lazard. He's kind of taller, but his tight ends always caught passes, big body. And I think Mike Williams and Rodgers catching the back shoulder pass would be amazing to see in New York. He did sign a one-year deal, $15 million coming off his injury. You don't just pay a guy $15 million just for craps and giggles, you know. You pay him to play, and I think Mike Williams is going to have a good year, and me picking him in the last round, to me, is worth a shot. And, you know, if he's comes out looking like a dud the first couple weeks, that's a guy that you're going to be dropping anyways, right? Why not take a risk on Mike Williams? So if he's there in your fantasy, you know, waivers or anything, I really like him. That's up to you if you'd want to take him, but that's what I would recommend. Just after my draft or pick is Gabe Davis and Jalen Polk. Polk is going to be decent. He's only one receiver there with DeMario Douglas, I believe. So recapping my team, myself is quarterback is Brock Purdy, which last year he finished as number 6 running or quarterback. My running backs are Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon. I think both of those guys are going to be in the top 10 for running backs this year. My two starting wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, which once again, I think he's going to finish top 5, and Chris Godwin. I don't know if he's going to finish wide receiver 1, but I think he's going to finish in the top 15 to 17 for wide receivers. My tight end is Evan Ingram, which, once again, he's, to me, a top 5 tight end. I mean, 143 targets, I still can't believe, last year. And I think he's just going to get a whole bunch more this year. I really like his play. In my flex, I have Devontae Smith, which I think he's going to be another guy that can be in the top 20 wide receiver. Same with Rashid Rice. That's my first bench. I think coming off the bench, Rashid Rice is amazing guy that you could throw in. Like, Chris Olave, I don't know how Derek Carr is going to be this week. Let me just throw Rice in there and get me 15 to 20 points. And again, my running back that I love is Jonathan Brooks. If you have an IR spot, he's great to put on your IR. Pick a different guy. And that's why another reason why I drafted Jerome Ford, because he is starting at the beginning of the year. So say, you know, Josh Jacobs or Joe Mixon somehow gets injured, you still got Jerome Ford to start the season as a starter. And then once, you know, 4 games go by, Jonathan Brooks is there to step in, and now I could substitute that out. I mean, there's a bunch of different options there, but I really like doing that in my fantasy teams. Khalil Shakir in the 11th round and Mike Williams finishing my team. Let me know what you guys think about my team. Like I said, this is, I know it's coming out late for mock draft. I just love doing drafts in general, letting you guys know my thoughts and theories on certain players and how they're going to perform. And like I said before, like, follow, subscribe to YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything like that. And it helps everyone. You could always email me at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. Also, I'd like to announce that starting this week, I will be doing, well, starting the football season, I'll be doing shows Tuesday and Fridays. Tuesday's shows will be recapping all the players and notes and how they all performed, recapping each game, injuries that can be had or that are happening currently, waiver wire pickups. That'll be on Tuesday's episodes. I should have that out between 8 a.m. and noon. Well, about 8 a.m. should be out. And then Fridays we'll be discussing probably the top three players in each position that I really like for play. Also, probably recapping Thursday night. Friday's episodes are going to be a little shorter just because there's going to be so much to cover on Tuesdays. But once again, I would like to hear feedback, and I look forward to talking and seeing you guys later. Peace.